In the last 2 weeks, I have received about 150 advertisements for books, programs, videos, conferences, and events promising to help me and help you have a successful Advent. I got 10 more advertisements last night during Mass. Now, the condition for this promise is that I have to purchase one of these books, programs, or videos, or attend one of these conferences or events where I will be asked to purchase books, programs, or videos in order to have a successful Advent. And with all of these spiritual products that I am told that I need to buy, and activities that I need to do, well, honestly, I almost feel like I've failed the Advent season even before the first candle on the Advent wreath is lit. And the moment that I recognize that feeling, I recognize that that feeling does not come from the hand of God. We have not been given the season of Advent so that we can feel like spiritual failures. We're given Advent to rekindle our hope. And the season of Advent is a time of hope and preparation. Our hope is the sure and certain hope that Jesus Christ desires to meet you and to meet me. This is our hope, to meet Jesus. We prepare because we hope. We prepare because we hope in the promise of the Lord. We prepare because we want to run forth to meet Christ with righteous deeds at his coming. So Advent is given to us as a time to rekindle our hope. We want to rekindle our hope. And while I will not suggest a book, video, program, event, or conference to guarantee rekindling your hope and spiritual growth, I want to suggest to you one sentence to think about during Advent. One sentence given freely to you because it's on sale and you all have a coupon. It was in the bulletin. One sentence given freely to you to help you hope during this Advent season. So what's the sentence, Father? What's the sentence? I want to look at the world carefully and prayerfully. I want to look at the world carefully and prayerfully. That's it. That's the sentence. I want to look at the world carefully and prayerfully. Because when we look at the world carefully and prayerfully, we will catch a glimpse of the Lord's hand at work. When we look at the world carefully and prayerfully, we will often see the hand of God working through the hands of another person. When we look at the world carefully and prayerfully, we can see rays of hope. One of my favorite parts of the baptismal liturgy occurs very close to the beginning of the rite. I mark the child with the sign of the cross on their forehead and invite the parents and godparents to do the same. Last week, I saw something happen that I have never seen before in almost 2,000 baptisms. And what I saw last week gives me great joy and great hope. I mark the child's forehead with the sign of the cross. I watched the mother and the father mark the child's forehead with the sign of the cross. I watched the godfather and the godmother mark the child with the sign of the cross. And then I watched the 4-year-old big sister stretch out her fingers and trace the sign of the cross on the forehead of her baby sister. That big sister looks at the world carefully and prayerfully. Amen.